ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Israel's prime minister is seeing some empty seats as he addresses the UN General Assembly in New York. Dozens of delegates from multiple nations have walked out of the UN hall. As Benjamin Netanyahu prepared to speak, he's under enormous world pressure to end the suffering in Gaza, which scholars say meets the definition of genocide. Price pressure evident this morning.
The core index, which strips out volatile food and energy prices, was up 2.9% and in line with projections. Those figures could factor into how the Fed approaches rate decisions in its final two policy meetings of the year.
ABC's Jim Ryan, tariff hikes for prescription drugs made outside the U.S. start Wednesday. President Trump is celebrating the indictment of James Comey, his former FBI director, on charges of lying to Congress. Comey firing back.
My family and I have known for years that there are costs to standing up to Donald Trump.
This is ABC News. Some of the hundreds of generals and admirals being called to Quantico, Virginia next week may be fearing for their jobs. Here's ABC's Martha Raddatz.
The Pentagon saying only the Secretary of War will be addressing his senior military leaders early next week. There has not been a meeting quite like this one, and it has created apprehension among senior officers. Last May, Hegseth ordering at least a 20% reduction in the number of four-star generals and admirals across the active duty force.
A New York woman is testing positive for a mosquito-borne illness that is rarely seen in the United States. Chikungunya affects South America, Africa, and Asia, typically. This 60-year-old from Long Island is suffering severe joint pain, and she tells the New York Times that she had not traveled anywhere outside the country, and she is shocked to see these test results. I'm Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. The FBI has confirmed that ICE agents arrested 21 people in Manitowoc yesterday. Officials say 9 of those arrested were targeted for suspected involvement in the sexual assault and/or trafficking of minor American girls. FBI agents say all the people arrested were in the country illegally. Forward Latino, an immigrant rights group in Manitowoc, issued a statement last night saying it's reckless and harmful to connect all those detained with allegations of sex trafficking. The statement points out that some of the people arrested work in the dairy industry, helping sustain Wisconsin's family-owned dairy farms. Forward Latino's president says, at a time when Wisconsin faces a severe labor shortage, we should be focused on expanding legal pathways, not tearing families apart. A Democratic candidate for governor is targeting Green Bay area voters with a message about tailgateflation at Lambeau. State Representative Francesca Hong spoke at a park near Lambeau Field yesterday. Hong announced a new policy she would enact as governor to lower prices for tailgaters at Lambeau by promoting Wisconsin small businesses. Hong says the tailgateflation plan will lower prices of brats, burgers, buns, and more by developing a public bank that allows family farms, bakeries, meat processors, and butchers to access affordable capital so they can sustainably grow their business. Hong says the plan will promote more competition locally by driving down food prices for game day and beyond. Hong joins a field of other Democratic candidates, including Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, and State Senator Kelda Royce. On the Republican side, U.S. Representative Tom Tiffany, Washington County Executive Josh Shulman, and suburban Milwaukee business owner Bill Berrien threw their hats into the race. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman. 97.9 WGBW News.
The boys are back in town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers host the Cincinnati Reds. In the final weekend of the regular season, Quinn Priester on the mound for Milwaukee. They've won 19 games in a row whenever he's pitched. Third baseman, Caleb Durbin.
There's something about just the way he looks, the way he composes himself, body language. It's, easy to feed off of as far as playing defense behind him, but I think that's why he's so successful out there right now, is he's just competing like a bulldog, and it's easy to tell.
NFL, the Packers play the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football, but Dallas will be without their top wide receiver, CeeDee Lamb, out the next 3 to 4 weeks with a high ankle sprain. Xavier McKinney.
You know, he's a playmaker on the offense, and he's one of the best players that they have on their team. So obviously, you know, him not being out there is going to have an effect. But I think they're still going to run a lot of, you know, what they usually run. And this is going to be a next man up type of mentality.
That's the Packers safety, Xavier McKinney, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy today with a high in the upper 60s to low 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. Could see a little fog overnight, or low in the 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the 70s to near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
With your multi-state text to win contest right here on Local News and Timeless Hits. We're 97.9 WGBW. Text the keyword SEAT. S-E-A-T. SEAT is your keyword. Text that right now through the Civic Media app with WGBW. You have until 10 o'clock as we go for the green and gold. SEAT is your keyword.
Street when he Sail on, silver girl. Sail on by. Your time has come to shine. All your dreams are on their way. See how they shine.
Stop making music like this. We don't know either. 97.9
The beat goes on. The beat goes on.
The drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. Charleston was once the rage, History has turned a page, The miniskirt, the current thing, goes on, the beat goes on.
The drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da.
The grocery store, the supermarket. Still keep on marching off to war.
Electrically they keep a baseball score.
And the beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee, la da 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 da.
Grandma's sitting chairs and reminisce.
Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss.
The cars keep a going faster all the time. Goes on, the beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain.
La da 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 dee, la da 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 da. And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
Local news and timeless hits, WGBH. 7.9 WGBW. I'm Laura McKenna. I love to cook. I love to make up recipes, just throw things together. But the one thing that I cannot make to save my life is something that is celebrated today on this September 26th, and that is pancakes. Can't make them. Even the easy add water, nothing else. Even your kids can do it. Yeah, not me. I don't know what it is. So I enjoy a pancake when someone else makes them. Going over to the pancake place, always so good. Making them at home, not so much.
Hey, Green Bay in northeastern Wisconsin. This is Kristen Ambos from Point Mortgage. Starting every Sunday in October at 10 a.m., you can find me here at 97.9 FM, 1590 AM, WGBW. Always on Point Podcast, where we're joining forces with WGBW to discuss all things mortgage, real estate, along with market updates. You can find us on the Civic Media app, as well as all podcast platforms. If you have questions, we have answers. Text them to 920-606-1156.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
At Skechers, comfort is a technology. That's right. You don't just make a shoe and hope it comes out comfortable. It takes research, innovations, compounds, engineering, and so much more to feel so comfortable you'd swear you're wearing pillows on your feet. We have features like Skechers Air-Cooled Memory Foam and fits like Relax Fit, Stretch Fit, Wide Fit, Arch Fit, and so many more to make the shoe feel like it was custom-made just for your foot. Plus, we have hands-free Skechers Slip-ins technology. Just step it and go. Find yours at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever comfortable footwear is sold.
From our studios on Washington Street in downtown Green Bay, just east of the Ray Nitschke Bridge, we're talking to and about Green Bay. You'll hear voices familiar to Green Bay. Dan Marcus, Laura McKenna, Eric Westfall, Pete Schwabba. We're Green Bay, Wisconsin, 97.9 WGBW.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. KFBU. Another local news update is on the way. I will also share the Go for the Green and Gold Multi-State Text to Win contest keyword for this keyword hour coming up again in 20 minutes right here on WGBW.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire, I can hear you through the whine, and the Wichita lineman is still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time, and the Wichita lineman is still on the
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. A Fox Valley woman will be going to prison for going into new homes being built in Kaukauna, turning on the water, and then leaving. 41-year-old Kenda Strobel-Neeft was sentenced in Outagamie Court yesterday to 18 months in prison. Prosecutors say Strobel-Neeft went into homes under construction and turned on the faucets to purposely flood the house. They say Strobel-Neeft admitted she went into more than 20 homes. In addition to prison time, Strobel-Neeft was ordered to pay more than $240,000 in restitution. The Packers' newest star player, Micah Parsons, will face his former team for the first time on Sunday when the Pack takes on Dallas at AT&T Stadium. Parsons' contract dispute with the Cowboys and subsequent trade to Green Bay was one of the biggest NFL stories of the summer. But Parsons still expects a warm welcome in Dallas, saying there's no hard feelings, on his part anyway. Parsons says he knows what a Dallas-Green Bay matchup looks like, and he predicts plenty of fan excitement for the Sunday night primetime matchup. One challenge he does expect: trying to sack his former mentor, Dallas quarterback Dak Prescott. But once the game kicks off, Parsons says nobody's talking about a trade. They're talking about winning the football game. Parsons won't be the only player on the field Sunday facing his former team for the first time. Longtime Packers player Kenny Clark was part of the trade deal with Dallas and will face the Packers for the first time as opponents. Clark was a three-time Pro Bowl defensive tackle during his 9 years with the Packers. Kickoff for Sunday's game is set for 7:20. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News. Green
Bay weather. Partly cloudy today with a high in the upper 60s to low 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. Could see a little fog overnight, our low in the 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the 70s to near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Currently, it is 60.
Oh,
world. It is a Friday on local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. We hope you're having a good one with Three Dog Night and now the Beatles.
You'll never know how much I really love you. You'll never know how much I really care. Listen, do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell? Whoa, whoa, closer. Let me whisper in your ear. Say the words you long to hear.
Timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW with Monday. But join us on Sunday morning starting at 7 for the new show Lean Local, hosted by former Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt.
Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be.
sometimes it just turns out that way. Oh, Monday morning, you gave me no warning of what was to be. Oh, Monday, Monday, how could you leave and not take me? Every other day, every other day, every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes, you can find me crying all of the time.
Monday, Monday, so good to me. Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be. But Monday morning, Monday morning, couldn't guarantee
that Monday evening you would still be here with me. Every other day.
Monday, Monday, can't trust that day. Monday, Monday, it just turns out that way. What Monday, Monday, won't go away. Monday, Monday,
delivered and texted. And that's what we're going to do with local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW, because that's how you can do some winning as we go for the green and gold with our multi-state text-to-win contest. When you have the Civic Media app, which is free to download, you can text to WGBW. That's where you send this keyword, seat, S-E-A-T, as in, how about the best seat in the house? Let's hook you up, because we have the indoor club level ones for Green Bay and Minnesota on November 23rd. That's the grand prize. The daily prize, good too. It's green and gold, green money, gold jewelry. Let's get you in that drawing. You'll be in the drawing for both of them just by texting SEAT, S-E-A-T. You have until 10 o'clock. Text SEAT through that Civic Media app with WGBW and good luck.
Hey, did you know that you could test drive a car to help fund breast cancer research? It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411. And Drive for a Cure 2025, it's almost here. It's on October 4th, beginning at 9 a.m. till 3 p.m. at your local Bergstrom Buick GMC of Green Bay. And all you got to do is test drive one of their featured vehicles, and they'll donate $1 for every mile driven to help fund breast cancer research in Wisconsin. Plus prizes, giveaways, and free food and refreshments. Check it out at WGBW.FM and click events.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Long distance information, give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who'd call me if I'm Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on a ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. On a cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot ask.
only bit I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW. Whenever you want to hear what's going on around town, you just go to our community calendar. All of the events, all of the great upcoming things to do around town at WGBW.fm.
The glory years of music, 97.9 WGBW.
Bring used to feel uninspired. And when I knew I'd have to face another day, Lord, it made me feel so tired. Before the day I met you, life was so unkind. Your love was the key to my peace of mind. 'Cause you make me feel like a natural woman. Oh, when my soul was in the lost,
I'm Wayne Cabot. Addressing the UN today, Benjamin Netanyahu addressed the backs of chairs as he began his speech, dozens of delegates walking out to protest what some nations have declared a war crime for the killing and starvation of innocents. As he goes after Hamas,